It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Ted from Peabody.
Hey, good morning.
North Shore, Best Shore.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Also, his daughter Gianna is in the car taking her to school. Good morning, Gianna.
Morning.
Will you guys kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
How old is Gianna, Ted?
Gianna is 14 years old.
Oh, nice. So what is that, freshman in high school?
Yep, she's a freshman in high school. She's a little shy right now, though. So.
That's all right. So you understand how the game works. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Al Roker underwent gastric bypass surgery in 2002, and he won't judge anyone for using Ozempic to lose weight. He says, as long as it's safe and effective, good for you. I think everybody's journey is their journey. Al Roker has been doing which job for the Today Show since 1996?
The weather.
Danny DeVito ranks number 6 on a list of the sexiest bald men in the world.
It's too low.
Prince William's number 1, followed by The Rock in 2nd and Shaq in 3rd. Danny DeVito has been on which TV show for 15 seasons and counting?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Stephen Colbert will reveal this year's Sexiest Man Alive in his show tonight. Which media outlet does The Sexiest Man Alive every year?
What media does The Sexiest Man Alive?
Yep.
Yeah, you know. Is it People Magazine?
All right, question number 4. Eminem will appear in Happy Gilmore 2, according to reports. This isn't the first time he did a cameo for an Adam Sandler movie. The pair also got together for which 2009 Adam Sandler movie?
It's a little bit more of a deep cut.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Funny People?
Question number 5. Kevin Costner did not watch Sunday's episode of Yellowstone, where the fate of his character, John Dutton, was revealed. He said, I didn't know it was actually airing last night. 96% of the real Yellowstone National Park lies in which state?
Wyoming?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Gianna, how do you think your dad did?
Say, don't talk to me.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, she's a little shy right now.
That's all right.
She's 14. We're not cool. We get it.
Ted got 5 out of 5, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Wow.
We got 5 out of 5.
Kennedy!
These are tough, Kennedy. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Al Roker underwent gastric bypass surgery in 2002, and he won't judge anyone for using Ozempic to lose weight. He says, I think everybody's journey is theirs. Al Roker has been doing which job for the Today Show since 1996?
He tells us the weather.
Danny DeVito ranks number 6 on a list of the sexiest bald men in the world. Prince William is number 1, followed by The Rock in 2nd and Shaq in 3rd. Danny DeVito has been on which TV show for 15 seasons and counting?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I feel like I could make that list if he's number six.
You got a chance.
I could be like top 50.
I'm saying if Prince William is above The Rock, that shows how intoxicating power is.
Stephen Colbert will reveal this year's Sexiest Man Alive on his show tonight. Which media outlet does the Sexiest Man Alive every year?
People Magazine.
Eminem will appear in Happy Gilmore 2, according to reports, and this isn't the first time that he did a cameo for an Adam Sandler movie. The pair also got together for which 2009 Sandler movie?
Waterboy?
All right. Yeah. Question number five. Kevin Costner did not watch Sunday's episode of Yellowstone, where the fate of his character John Dutton was revealed. He said he didn't know it was actually airing last night.
I'm sure.
96% of the real Yellowstone National Park lies in which state?
Wyoming.
All right, question number one. You said weatherman doing the weather. Yes. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That is correct. You said People Magazine. Yes, that is correct. I'm going to skip question number four. Question number five, you said Wyoming. That is correct. Question number four, you said?
The Water Boy.
Incorrect. Oh, Funny People is the correct answer.
Oh, yeah, because that movie sucked.
And Ted got it right.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fantastic job.
Yes.
Nice work, Ted.
Eminem eviscerated Ray Romano in that cameo.
So 5-4 is the final score. Ted gets the win over Kennedy. That is incredible. Congratulations. You just won yourself $100. Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Ted?
Yeah, I'm Kennedy from Quincy, and I can't beat Ted.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Ed from Pembroke.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, good.
Ed, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thanks.
So, Ed, you understand how this works. There are five trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. HBO's new Harry Potter series may have found its Dumbledore in an actor named Mark Rylance. Who kills Dumbledore in the series?
Spoiler alert.
Voldemort. I'm not really sure.
All right. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are expecting their first child together. Megan already shares three sons with which Beverly Hills 90210 actor?
Brian Austin Green.
Sounds like there's an echo in wherever you are right now. Who's with you, Ed?
I'm with my buddy Chris.
Chris, all right. So now we got a tag team action happening.
Well, Chris is smart. You should listen to him.
Question number three. 31 years ago today, the movie The Three Musketeers was released starring Kiefer Sutherland, Oliver Platt, and Charlie Sheen. Three Musketeers is also a candy bar. What is in the center of a Three Musketeers bar?
Nougat.
Why isn't Chris playing? Let's put Chris on the phone.
What is it, Chris?
I have no idea.
I'm going
to
say
nougat. Oh, you said it, Ed. I thought Chris said it. My apologies.
I did.
Okay, question number four. Infamous skater, figure skater Tanya Harding, 54 today. Can you name the Oscar-nominated movie about her life and scandal with Nancy Kerrigan that starred Margot Robbie?
I don't know that one.
Question number five. Britney Spears has been spending time with her 18-year-old son, Jaden, after years of them not having a relationship. What is the name of the tell-all memoir Britney released last year?
No idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You know it, Ed. You just don't want to say it in front of Chris.
Ed, I understand that you work for a liquor store?
Yes, a liquor company. We deliver liquor.
Oh, nice. Do you want to shout them out?
Horizon Beverage.
No.
Horizon Beverage. Yeah. There it is. I thought so. We love Horizon Beverage.
That's a truck everyone must be excited to see coming.
Yeah.
What's your biggest seller right now?
would you say?
Fireball.
Yeah, Fireball. Yeah, I agree. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-bum.
Bum, 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 bum. All right, Ed and Chris, who is also with him right now, Kennedy.
All right.
Tag team back again.
Yeah, got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done, Tom.
These are hard. You ready?
Yeah.
HBO's new Harry Potter series may have found its Dumbledore in an actor named Mark Rylance. Who kills Dumbledore in the series?
Snape.
Severus Snape is correct. 1-0. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are expecting their first child together. Megan already has 3 sons with which Beverly Hills 90210 actor?
Brian Austin Green.
2-1. 31 years ago today, the movie The Three Musketeers was released, starring Kiefer Sutherland, Oliver Platt, and Charlie Sheen. What is in the center of a Three Musketeers candy bar?
Nougat?
Love Three Musketeers.
3-2.
Chocolate mousse nougat center.
Question number 4. Infamous figure skater Tonya Harding, 54 today. Can you name the Oscar-nominated movie about her life and scandal with Nancy Kerrigan that starred Margot Robbie?
I, Tonya
is it. Nice job. 4-2. Question number 5. Britney Spears has been spending time with her 18-year-old son, Jaden, after years of them not having a relationship. How do you feel about that,
Kennedy?
It
makes me very happy.
What is the name of the tell-all memoir Britney released last year?
The Woman in Me?
I'm really sad that Ed didn't know that one. Nice job. Did you get all 5 right, Kennedy?
I think so.
Yep. 5-2 is the final score, Ed. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you and Chris listening this morning.
And delivering Fireball all across the Commonwealth.
Yeah, the people, they thank you.
You're doing God's work.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Ed from Pembroke. I can't beat Kennedy.
Bye, Chris.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Sherry from Watertown.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Sherry?
Sure thing. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio, quietly staring at the brick wall.
Mm-hmm. She's meditating in preparation.
Are you ready, Sherry?
Yeah.
David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson didn't always get along when they filmed their hit TV show together. David says he could have handled it better. Which show did Duchovny and Anderson star in together?
Oh, I have no idea.
Question number 2. A bar song, Tipsy, by Shaboozy, has now spent 17 weeks at number 1 on the Hot 100. Finish the lyric from the song. Take a listen.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
On 6th Street.
Question number 3. Chris Wallace is leaving CNN for an independent platform because, quote, that's where the action seems to be. What does CNN stand for?
Cable News Network.
Ryan Gosling turns 44 today. He played Ken in the Barbie movie. What was Ken's job title in the movie?
I don't know. Boy toy.
Did you see the movie?
I did.
Oh, how quickly we forget. Question number 5. Anne Hathaway turns 42 today. In 2012, Hathaway starred alongside Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe in which legendary Broadway musical turned feature film?
Les Miserables.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! We found her wheelhouse at the end.
Sherry, I understand you're originally from Alabama?
I am. I grew up in Birmingham, or the suburb.
Nice.
You sound a little different than Carson's wife, Lana.
I immigrated here, so my parents spoke Chinese to me at home, and then it was very important to them that I escape without an accent.
There's a fantastic documentary about the Chinese in Alabama and how they migrated there and how much they're so part
really?
Of the culture in the Deep South and everything, all the stores that they open and how they got along with all of the black community and that helped them with their success. It's a great documentary if you can find it.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Sherry got 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right, well done, my friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson didn't always get along while they filmed their hit TV show together, and David says he could have handled it better. What show did they star in?
The X-Files.
Yes, the X-Files. 1-0. A bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy, has now spent 17 weeks at number one on the Hot 100. Finish the lyric from the song, Kennedy.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
On 5th Street.
I'm sorry. What was that?
There's a party downtown on 5th Street.
So close. Near 5th Street. 1-0. Question number 3. Chris Wallace is leaving CNN for an independent platform. He says that's where the action seems to be. What does CNN stand for?
Cable News Network.
2-1. Question number 4. Ryan Gosling, 44 today, played Ken in the Barbie movie. What was Ken's job title?
Oh. Beach.
That is
just it. Beach.
Beach. 3-1. Question number 5. Anne Hathaway turns 42 today. In 2012, Hathaway starred alongside Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe in which legendary Broadway musical turned feature film?
Les Miserables.
There it is. Nice job, Kennedy.
Yeah.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Sherry. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we really do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And I have to say this. I'm sorry. War Eagle.
I'm actually an Auburn fan, too. So
oh,
War Eagle.
There we go. There we go. Thought we were going to have to fight. I thought she was going to say Roll Tide.
No.
It's an Alabama thing, Dan. Yes. College football.
Wow. I know the team you guys don't root for wins a lot more championships.
That is it.
Yeah, we're definitely a minority here.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Sherry from Watertown, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.